a local professor is looking to reduce greenhouse gas emissions at a reduced cost. Ann Thompson reports this morning in Focus on Technology.
Moving toward cleaner energy oftentimes means more money. University of Dayton physics professor Bob Brekka says without cheap fossil fuel energy, it becomes much more difficult to make a painless transition to a whole new energy system. He's director of the university's Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Initiative and is going to Germany as a Fulbright scholar to study climate change in the economy and joins us by phone. Welcome, Bob. So what do climate, economic, and energy system models have to do with one another?
Well, I think we all know that one of the driving forces behind climate change is the use of fossil fuels, and our economy and everything we do is tied up with the use of energy, and those are mostly fossil fuels. And so there's always a worry that if we have to switch from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources or to become more efficient in the use of fossil fuels, that it might have an adverse effect on the economy. And so tying together ways to change to a renewable energy system to protect the climate and look for ways to make sure that that doesn't harm the economy is the goal of the work I'll be doing in Germany.
And I would guess that lots of study and interest have been thought about when it comes to this topic.
That's true. There's been a lot of work on this over the last few years, and it's not just in Germany. I happen to have connected up with an institute in near Berlin over the last few years working on these things, but there are a lot of people working on this. It's a very hot topic, I would say.
So give us some details on your upcoming trip. Where are you going to be, and exactly what will you be studying, and how will you be studying it?
I'll be working at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, which is one of the leading research institutes in Germany on climate issues, not just on economics and climate. And I will be starting in August working there. I'll be there for a whole year. Like I said, I've been there for the last four summers working as well, doing essentially some preparatory work. And what I'm looking at specifically is the impact of fossil fuel scarcity on transitions to renewable energies. So my focus is something that some people may have heard of called peak oil, the fact that oil production in the world will be reaching a maximum in the next few years, very, very likely. And as we continue using more scarce fossil fuels, the price of energy is going to be going up anyway. And so to my point of view, the transition becomes actually much easier in the sense that we just need to start changing to renewable sources and getting away from fossil fuel energy sources that will be getting more expensive anyway. And on the other hand, it could be, if we wait too long, more difficult to do so because the fossil fuel energy will be getting more expensive, and we do need some of that to work our way through into the transition to renewable energies.
And so how will you be researching this in Germany?
What we'll be doing in Germany and what the group I work with there does is to put together models, computer models, and what that means is trying to do best estimates of scenarios for the future and putting it into the computer to see how we can optimize transitions to renewable energy systems in the future and looking at what some of the limits of those transitions are. If it's clear that we could do a lot of things that would be, let's say, foolish if we do things in the wrong way. But one of the goals of this work is to look for smart ways to make transitions to renewable energies, both in the types of renewable energy sources we move towards and as well as the rates at which we make those changes.
What do you hope to do with your research, and what's the timetable?
Well, I'll be there for a full year working with the group in Potsdam. I hope to learn a lot myself. I'm a physicist by training, so I'm going to be learning more and more about how the economics of the systems, of the energy systems work. And as I learn more, then I would certainly hope that I can bring that back to my work here in Dayton. I've been doing some research and published some papers on these issues in the past. I'm teaching as part of a new renewable and clean energy program at the University of Dayton. That's a master's program that we started about a year and a half ago. And so I certainly hope that what I do can be transferred back to the U.S. and that I can use it in the classroom, in my own research, and in the community where I live.
Very good. Well, good luck to you. University of Dayton physics professor Bob Brekka, a Fulbright scholar, about to leave for Germany for a year's worth of research. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.